You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is where you get this program on the internet. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben Lai. I will be with you on the air for the next little while. Normally at this time, very often, I just say at this time, there'll be a band playing live. I would be saying something like, and here is band number X, and they'll be playing live. That's not happening this week. Next week, though, we will have a band live in studio, and they're going to start at 9 o'clock sharp, as always, on Thursday. Love Goon is the band that's coming in next Thursday. It is going to be very good. They recently just put out a record, and they have also played at the Victory Square Block Party this year. A lot of exciting things from them. This is, why don't I play a song from Love Goon to give you a little taste of what might be happening next week on this show. This is a song called Too Sweet. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
Like a knife, like a two-edged sword, divide. divide, divide. Cut, cut, cut the cord. Cut, cut, divide, divide. Cut, cut, with a two-edged sword. Cut, cut, divide, divide. Cut, cut, with a two-edged sword.
Yeah. weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Glimpse into the future. That is in a song from War Worm that is going to be released on November the 8th, at least the album anyways. They have a new album coming out on Mint Records on November the 8th, and it's called All, and that is a song called Hole the Bowl. First teaser release from the band that just got released today. Yes, today out in the wild. Once again, Woolworm Band from Vancouver. This is their soon-to-be-released song on Mint Records. And yeah, they said the new album is going to be, it's about other people trying to relate to them, trying to succeed, being in awe of someone else, connecting with anyone. It's a long thing about it. The band is going to be going on tour next week, a little bit short tour out east to Montreal and Ottawa and Toronto, playing with Necking. The band Necking from Vancouver, friend of the show. You have heard the band Necking being played on this program probably many, many a times. Before Woolworm, I played a song from Revered, which is a new one from Revere from the record called With Some Amusement that came out sometime in the summer. Gray in the Face is the name of the song that I played. If you subscribe or pay attention to our YouTube channel, the Radio Hell YouTube channel, we now have a new website. A new URL, which is a new address. It actually says our name now instead of some gooby-gluck. But anyways, I posted a video of Revered playing live on the show from back in May of this year. And one of the songs he played on the show, and one of the songs you can see on the video, is the song that I played called Gray in the Face, Revered, which is a project of Emmett Hall, who is someone that you might remember from back in the days on Sunday Service. He would be the music director, the keyboard player. And he also composed music for some video games. He's just starting, so you might, I think, Don't Starve, like some of the new expansion packs. I don't know exactly which one, but nice. So yeah, working on some music for video games anyways. That is Emmett Hall, also known as Revered, from Vancouver. Played some Becky Nankovic with a song called Carrier off the record Whoa. That is a very new one. And started off the set with some Love Goon. The song is called Too Sweet off the record Lonely God. Love Goon playing live on this program next Thursday night, starting at 9 p.m. on the show. The show you're listening to is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am going to continue on with more music. I started off that last set with all local stuff. Gonna switch over now to out east. This is a band called Diamond Town. They have just released a brand new EP called The Voice. Is about, what is it, five songs on it. Diamond Town is a project that came from the ashes, as they say, of other bands, featuring members that has been in tons of bands in the past, like Dog Day, Eric Strip, Moonsocket, Husbands and Knives, bands from out east in the Atlantic area and beyond. This is a song from this EP called The Voice I'm going to play for you now. It's called Seas on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Thank you. from September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today. Wake up in June.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back in town on Sunday, September 29th at the Vancouver Convention Centre, East Building. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for internships, language travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
I can take you.
That was Joe Pass from Vancouver, signed to Sub Pop, playing a show coming up at the end of the month, Tuesday, October the 1st. Joe Pass playing with Laser Background. Yep, and John Mutter. That is happening at the Red Gate. Don't know too much about Laser Background. Yep, of course, if you listen to the show, I play them enough on this program once in a while, and also play live on the program in a studio about half a year ago, maybe. If you go to our YouTube channel, go on YouTube and do a search for CITR Radio Hell, you should be able to find Yep as one of the videos on there. That's YEP. So yes, Joe Pass. The song I played from them is called MDM off the record, their prime, which came out like at the end of last year, I believe. Some Puzzlehead before that with a song called Swim. I played some Helene Bobber. It's in French. I'm probably butchering the name. Song called Country Club from the record Have You Met Elliot. Helene Bobber was in the band, or maybe still in, Moss Lime and Fern. That's a project. This is a solo project from the artist. Played some Regen with a song called Opposites. They're from Vancouver. Talk to the Past is the name of the record. Some Yoon with a song called Spirals. Wilt is the name of the album. That's a brand new record. Yoon and Regen shared at least one member, I believe. Yeah, there's at least one member that is shared between them, James Gibbs, I believe. And James is also in many, well, maybe not many, but at least a few other bands in town. So, yeah, the new Regen one is also very new. That's from this year. Opposite, as I mentioned, Yoon with a song called Spirals. The album is Wilt. I played some Inherent Vices, also brand new from them. Gratitude is the name of the record that came out maybe like a month ago. The song I played is called Reward of Righteousness is Love. Inherent Vices, three-piece band from Vancouver. When the album dropped, the whole band came into our studio and we played the record in its entirety on air, and they talked about it. Also, they brought a bunch of records, and each member of the band got to pick and play like four or five songs on the show. If you would like to hear that, which is very interesting because the music very different than what I normally play all over the place, that can be heard on the podcast of the show. Go to CITR.ca and do a search for Inherent Vices. That probably will show up. Thunderbird Radio Hell, that's the show. And it's just, yeah, like 2 hours of... starts off with all the Inherent Vices songs, and then each person takes over the program for like 20 minutes and various types of programs and songs. I don't remember what was played super much, but it was good. It was fun. Also, I didn't have to do any work. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am here for a little bit more, thinking of doing a rebroadcast of a really old show coming up very shortly. I'm going to maybe try to squeeze in one more song. Well, maybe one or two, we'll see. Until that happens, this is a band called High Ranger. I'm going to play a song from them called Sam Tam Manitoba off a new one from them called Tire Town. High Ranger featuring Jesse Cullen, who used to be in a band back in the early days called Basement Suite. This is his new project. CITR 101.9 FM, High Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
High Ranger with a song called Sam Tam Manitoba off a brand new EP from the band called Tire Town. High Ranger, nice song from them. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben playing some music. I think I am going to, do the replay of an old show. It's pretty, this is a much older than the show that I usually play for you. There was a band that played in a studio. It will be the old studio now, because this is back in 2006, which would be, 13 years ago, October of 2006. And I have played this band before, obviously, and I think I've done a rerun of them before. It's an interesting one, because it's one of these bands that have a very short lifespan. Literally, I think they only lasted maybe 3-4 months. I feel like they are a band called Lover, and there's virtually nothing on them in Vancouver. They kind of just jump on the scene and then kind of disappear. They played in Shindig one year. They didn't even finish. They won the round, and then they caught quits, I believe, before it even over. They didn't make it to the semifinals. I recall at that time they were one of the favorites to do it. They go Lover. This is possibly the only recording of the band ever recorded anywhere. I don't even remember. I just know that Josh, there's a fellow named Josh, who's a drummer in the band, and there's a person that I know, he's like a sound tech, and he's the partner of Irene, who used to do sound on this program. And I don't remember anything else about the rest of the band. I just remember thinking they were pretty fun to watch at the time for 13 years ago. Obviously different era, but here we go. This is the band Lover.